The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Wanted to say good evening for a show of mine. The number to get in is 1-877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code. Their first line didn't even have a name. It was just a bunch of holsters and a bunch of ways to carry your ammo. A few thousand different methods. Then came DC-3, which was a collaboration with Travis Haley, out of which we got the Incog. They decided to go concealed. Then they looked at Kydex and said it should move, and they created the Scorpion line. Now, with the Contact series, the collision of tactical nylon and Kydex is complete. Innovation continues. Modularity personified. This is G-Code. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Uh-huh. I wore my tactical holsters all weekend. All week. For 3 weeks. I've been wearing them all over the place. Coming out of Chirac, Mogadishu on the Michigan, whatever you want to call it. We get this report from the Chicago Tribune. Now, let me set the stage for you. Let me set the table. Chicago has a violence tax that raises the price of every gun and every bullet sold at retail. They have an assault weapon ban. They have limits on the number of gun stores and the locations of those stores, and what the New York Times describes as handgun restrictions that let the city leaders get as close as they could get legally to a ban without a ban. What was the result of all of that gun control greatness? Well, 2,986 citizens of Chicago shot in all of 2015, with 470 of them being homicides, which means that gun control Chicago had the most violent year of all major U.S. cities. It is the worst year the city has had since 2012, when 500 people were killed. October 27th, Buffalo Barack Hussein Obama tried to blame Indiana and Wisconsin for the gun control failure in Chicago. His line of reasoning was that the pro-Second Amendment stance of Indiana and Wisconsin led to guns flooding in Chicago from out of state. We've seen this before with Andrew Cuomo. who shortly should be indicted on some fun charges for him, which will have nothing to do with guns, but in jail is in jail, and that makes him worthless. So, but, you know, September, he was blaming the southern states for this. Now, I have a question regarding that. If that's the case, how come our crime rates are so much lower than these gun-free utopias? It's a very simple answer, really. Now, most of the guns used in crime have been in the black market stream for quite some time, for years. And they get passed around. They get passed around. Or they get disposed of. And then there's another robbery, especially with federal agents in San Francisco. That seems to be like a growth industry. But the one thing that these anti-gunners, and what they want to say is they want to say, well, you know, if everybody was anti-gun, then we wouldn't have this issue. But anti-gun cities where they have very, very serious gun control regimes in place are like black holes. And all of the criminals are going to get sucked in there. All of the crime is going to get sucked in there. No, I do not mind if you call in, Heath. The number is 877-807-4048. I do not mind if you call in at all. With ISIS all around us, and with all the other stuff with Obama. Here in my state, we've got some weirdo out there trying to create a gun registration here in South Carolina. So I've got my eye on a lot of things. This is not one that's really yanking my chain until something changes. They went in and took over a deserted building. Not exactly. There's a far cry from doing that, a deserted building in the middle of nowhere, okay, versus at the Bundy Ranch facing down the Bureau of Land Management with helicopters and everything in the air. One is a confrontation, the other one is a camp out, okay? Don't know why they're doing it, don't know what they expect to succeed at here, what they expect to gain by doing this. It's I get it. I mean, I've been wondering, well, what's going to be the seminal event? And I haven't known what that was going to be. But that, anyway, we'll get to that in a minute there, Heath. I'm gonna unload on that guy. But our president, Barack Obama, has decided that he has legal standing now, which this is going to be a whimper, okay? This is going to be a whimper. He's going, what I think he's going to try to do, and what I've heard telegraphed that he's going to try to do, is that he's going to try to force people who are selling guns, if they don't have an FFL, to get an FFL. But I don't know at what arbitrary number he's going to force that to happen. Is it going to be 10 guns a year? Is it going to be 50? Is it going to be 5? Is it going to be 1? So we'll see how that plays. The thing about this, though, the reason he's trying to get in and start putting the kibosh to private sales is he knows that that can't work unless he has a registry in place. He's already been told this by the Department of Justice. And, you know, Paul Ryan, the newly minted Speaker of the House, is out there saying this is a dangerous overreach. What I'm looking for them to say is, we're coming for you, Barack. You go ahead and pass your little executive orders, and before the end of the year, we'll be saying President Joe Biden. That's what I really want to hear. Being asked in the chat room about what's happening in South Carolina, a senator named Marlon Kempston telegraphed this back in August after the Emmanuel Church shooting. But he's got out there now. He wants to have a gun registry here in South Carolina. He also wants Legacy Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. AGC Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An AGC Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring?
Think again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN. So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Ah, the promise of a new year and the promise that it's going to be a fight. So we take everything, we do a lateral shift, we get more time, we come on later in the day. Making us lock and load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. Their first line didn't even have a name. It was just a bunch of holsters and a bunch of ways to carry your ammo. A few thousand different methods. Then came DC-3, which was a collaboration with Travis Haley, out of which we got the Incog. They decided to go concealed. Then they looked at Kydex and said it should move, and they created the Scorpion line. Now, with the Contact series, the collision of tactical nylon and Kydex is complete. Innovation continues. Modularity personified. This is G-Code. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. By all means. Going back to the phones, Heath in South Carolina, who, by the way, Heath has the distinction of very shortly, he's going to knock me out of the category of being the only agency arms gun owner in South Carolina very shortly. So very soon there will be two of us. And I want everybody, for all of you uninitiated, if Heath and I begin to disagree, notice how polite we are to each other because we're both armed and we're club teammates. Everybody write this down. Now, okay, Heath. Now, as far as Oregon, okay. Now, you're a former Marine, yeah?
Former Army.
Okay. So we're both ex-Army. Now, you know that whenever we went out there and tooled up and geared up and went out, whether it was going into a field exercise or actually going out there and doing something bad, we actually had a clear-cut mission.
Correct.
And that's my first problem with the Oregon guys, because I don't know what their end goal is. And don't get me wrong, if you and I are watching, and all of a sudden I find out, you know, in Connecticut and in New York State, they have a bunch of people defying their registration scheme there. If they were to start going and kicking in doors and killing people because they hadn't registered their guns, as you drive by, I will grab the tailgate and we'll go up there and we'll take names together.
Correct. And that's the whole problem that I'm having with this whole thing in Oregon.
Yeah.
It was ill-timed and poorly coordinated. We don't have to like what they're doing, but we have to support the cause. Does that make sense?
It does, but at the same time, the cause is, it's, what is it? I mean, they went to a place out in the middle of nowhere. The news crew that came and interviewed them from CNN could not drive to it. They had to hoof it in.
And they picked the worst person to speak on national TV. Don't get me wrong, Ammon Bundy is a great guy. I think he, you know, I don't know exactly everything about him, but he cannot speak on television because is not a comment on national news.
Well, as far as that goes, if it was me, there would be no interviews. Okay, and my mission or lack of it would be a mystery. And I'm waiting to see what they do. I hope they don't do, quite honestly, I hope they don't do anything, because you and I mean, we could go to any, there's deserted buildings in Columbia all day long. We could run in there just all geared up and go, we've taken the building. Who's going to notice?
Right. And that's my whole thing. That's why I said it was ill-timed and poorly executed.
I would be more inclined to support them if I knew what they were doing. And I would be more inclined to support them if the city and if the Hammonds had done everything they could to resist. And the way this was executed, it was executed badly on both sides. I mean, the feds...
It was very poorly executed.
Yeah, the feds...
What they're standing up for, you know, is the government's overreach. And we can all agree on that. The government has overstepped its boundaries on what it can take from us.
Well,
we need to get the government to take a step back and be like, they work for us. We don't work for them.
Well, it wouldn't be that. It wouldn't be that hard. But see, if something happened around here, for example, and the club swings into action all of a sudden, that's going to be a little bit like Lexington and Concord for some of the, depending on what the response is that we would be going up against, right?
I would feel pity for anybody that tried to take on the members of the club because we train.
Right. Now, there is, well, all I'm saying, my, and you know what, I don't even know if there's, I don't even know if we disagree on this, because it's just so, such a vague thing that's happening up there.
It's not that we're going to agree or disagree. I just think that the government's overreaching.
Right.
You know, on Thursday, Obama's going to be on CNN talking about town hall meeting interview.
On CNN about guns, yeah.
Yeah. And he's then going to denounce what his plans are or his executive actions are going to be. Well, that's great. He can sign all the executive actions he wants. But according to the Constitution, the president does not make laws. Congress makes the law.
That's right.
His executive actions are not laws.
That's right.
And he can sign whatever he wants to. He can say whatever he wants to. That doesn't make it a law. And if we don't wake people up to that, then, you know, people are going to start following. Oh, well, Obama said we can't do this. Well, Obama also said you can keep your doctor if you like your doctor.
Yeah, I know.
That work out.
Do you see how now in the chat room, you see what Guest 615. See, I wasn't going to go that way. I've seen people saying this today, that it seems really odd that on the day before the you know, we've all known that he was going to plan to announce something, some executive action this week, and isn't it sort of odd that this is happening in Oregon now?
It is, and that's what I've been telling people, watch out for false flags.
Right.
Watch out, because they're trying to redirect us from one thing, put us on our eyes over here, while they do this here, just like with the Iran deal, just like with everything else the Obama administration has done. That's why people need to wake up and realize the Obama administration is going to strip away your rights.
Yeah, we exist right now without rule of law. It would be very, very interesting to find out if they pulled all the media away from Oregon, if they stayed there.
Exactly.
But I would like to see that.
Fox, CNN.
Yeah.
But then, other than, you know, MSNBC even covered it earlier today. Maybe like an hour special on it.
All right, check it out.
We're going to siege in Oregon.
Yeah, yeah. Let me put you back on hold, because we didn't really get to the Obama thing. We're going to move on from the Obama thing and then go to the Oregon thing. And I'm just going to do that because he's my teammate. You hang on for me. We will. We're going to continue the conversation. All of this is just pushing us harder and harder. Everything he is saying is true. They're the ones that are going to cause this. So we'll just have to pull it apart and see what we get, won't we? We will be right back.
Square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Hi, Pat Matthews again. I want to talk to you about selling online. And when I say selling, I'm talking about your home, your car, and even buying a house or a new set of wheels. There's a new kid in town, and that's BuySellMakeOffer.com. The revolution has already begun, and I invite you to be a part of it. You see, get in on the ground floor because BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees. Can you imagine what the other guys might charge you for selling a car on their site, let alone a house? Well, BuySellMakeOffer.com doesn't do that. And you can use Skype and YouTube videos to sell your products, big or small. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and set up your account. For as little as $7.95 per month, you can sell up to 50 items, and they'll give you the first 30 days free just to try it out. Remember, no per-item fees. Join the revolution today. BuySellMakeOffer.com. And tell them Pat Matthews sent you.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All right. Discussions abound. This is the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, from which coming to you live is Lock and Load, first time in 2016. Second hour. Going back to the phone. Well, wait a minute. Let's do this. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. Their first line didn't even have a name. It was just a bunch of holsters and a bunch of ways to carry your ammo. A few thousand different methods. Then came DC-3, which was a collaboration with Travis Haley, out of which we got the Incog. They decided to go concealed. Then they looked at Kydex and said it should move, and they created the Scorpion line. Now, with the Contact series, the collision of tactical nylon and Kydex is complete. Innovation continues. Modularity personified. This is G-Code. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. I just like that track. That's all there is to it. Let's go back to the phones, talking to Heath now. We've got to get to part two of you've never called in to rant before, have you? I'm just trying to let you, you know, have your cathartic cleansing.
Yeah, no, I've never called in to rant before, but, you know, thank you for that. I appreciate it, Bill.
So, most certainly. Now, Obama, you talking about the overreach. Yeah, that's the new normal, though, isn't it? And that's the problem, because it is considered in any way, shape, or form normal. And, you know, I look at what
when
he's doing.
Why does that become the new norm?
Because they're not doing anything about it. I don't understand why I don't see a bunch of politicians every time he makes this stance, takes this stance. And all I get is that political, and that's what makes Trump as refreshing for me as he is, because he doesn't do that political speak. I hate the political speak
where they get out there and say, well, of course, the president is overreaching. He's not there. You know, he's trying to bypass Congress and, of course, the legislative process. What I want to hear is we're going to kick him out and we're going to put him in jail and we'll be saying President Joe Biden.
Well, then shouldn't we, you know, if we're going to go that route, we need to put not only Obama in jail, we need to put Hillary Clinton in jail.
Hillary Clinton, Eric Holder.
Petraeus maybe had shown some classified documents to his one-time lover, and he got ripped of all of his military service, got, what, 18 months in jail?
Well, what would have happened when we were in the service if we had lost a CEOI?
Oh, we would be court-martialed. We'd probably go to Fort Leavenworth.
We'd still be busting rocks, wouldn't we?
But what I can't understand is how can you... Okay, going. If you want to talk about Hillary, how can you have 300,000 classified email documents that they've uncovered that was sent from her private server, and yet she's running for president?
I think
General Petraeus's girlfriend might have seen one classified document. Might.
Yep, they tore everything off of that man, didn't they?
And now he's sitting in Leavenworth. He's going to do what? I think 15 years?
I don't know. Is he? Did he get that much time?
I believe so. I will have to check my research, but I think he got 15 years.
I'll have to look into that. That's I didn't pay that much. I've never been a Petraeus fan, to be honest with you. But
I neither. But, I mean, if we're going to do that to, you know, a general in the United States military, shouldn't we hold this, you know, former Secretary of State to the same level?
Yeah. And it's amazing how many former generals like Flynn. Flynn is out there, and he used to be one of the NSA directors or something. And he's out there talking about both the breach and, you know, ISIS and the way that's being mishandled and everything else. Lots of people are talking about it. Now, Flynn got kicked out. He was one of the purge people.
Right.
But that's the thing about generals. They never, they don't really ever go away. They just sort of, they don't get to wear the uniform every day from then on. But we're in dire straits is what it boils down to, because we got a Congress that is not reactive to unconstitutional stuff beyond to sit out there and posture. And you know, Heath, what it comes down to, whenever one of these guys like this thing I'm talking about right now with the Democrats, where they're proposing an assault weapons ban, they don't have the votes. They know they don't have the votes. I think it has a 6% chance of getting out of a committee and a 2% chance of actually becoming law, which means they're going to go through this exercise and spend our money going through this exercise over the course of X amount of days, and then nothing's going to happen. And everybody knows right now nothing's going to happen. Yeah, they're going to do that. And except for me and you talking about it right now, maybe some people that are sitting back and all of a sudden the light bulb went off in their heads about this. But there's no outrage over this.
No. And see, you know, Obama had the chance if he wanted, you know, when he first came into office, you know, it was going to be change. I'm going to be the most transparent president you ever saw.
Right.
And he had the first 4 years that he could have, you know, he had a Democratic House, he had a Democratic Senate.
Yep.
He could have passed his gun laws then.
Well, he had to spend a lot of time.
Stood up and said, no, you're not going to do this. And that's why, you know, when he went into office, I believe it was originally, when he went into office, there was 21 Republican governors. Now there's 31. When he went in, he had control of the Senate and the House. Now the Republicans control the Senate and the House.
For whatever that's worth. Yeah, for whatever that's worth. All of that's true. But Obama's not paying attention. Now, the one good caveat for me out of all of this is, one, the country that voted for him, the idiots that voted for him, the ones that thought that he was all that and a bag of chips. And I know that every time I say that, people are like, Bill, nobody says that. Yeah, I do. I still do. Yes, I do. They get to enjoy the rents that he's given them. And I hope they're enjoying the feeling and everything else. And I hope they enjoy the divisiveness. And I hope they enjoy the lowering of everything, every standard for them, because he's made everything worse, and it's because of some perceived glitz he brought to it. it was Hillary's turn when he won it, so, you know, that came out of nowhere, but... In a lot of ways, I think the country needs to go through an Obama in order to want to change. Because up to this point, the country has not cared whether they changed or not, and that's been the problem.
Well, the only great thing that I can say about Obama, and this is, you know, I hate Obama.
Yeah.
But the great thing I can say about Obama is he is one hell of a gun salesman.
He sure is. He sure
because
is.
Because his administration...
Yeah.
I think we went from in 2008 to where the normal gun owner had 4 guns to where now the normal gun owner has 8 guns.
Yep.
So, thank you, Obama.
Thank you, Obama. Thanks, Obama.
I mean, but, you know, it is what it is, and, you know, he's going to overreach his powers. And, you know, until America wakes up and says, you know, hey, we've had enough. Get out of our pockets. Get off my phone. You know, quit worrying about me. Quit worrying about Bill Frady. Quit worrying about Tony O. Start worrying about Muhammad J. Soka that, you know, is being released out of Guantanamo Bay and going back to his people.
And the Bloods and the Crips in Chicago and all those guys. Those are the ones that are doing the...
Oh, don't even get started on Chicago.
Yeah, anyway.
You really listen, don't want to open that can of worms, Bill.
I understand. We're running out of time in this section. Segment. Thanks very much for calling in, Heath. It's been a pleasure.
You be good.
All right. Don't even get me started. Hey. Chicago is the beckoning beacon in the sky of what Gun Control Central can look at. Like every city in town, every city in the United States can have 3,000 shootings and 500 homicides. Just join us. Be like Chicago. No, don't do that. Instead, take a listen to this coming up. We'll be right back.
December 7, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Normally we'd be getting ready to wrap this up, but from here on out, this is actually just two-thirds of the way done. I'm still trying to get used to the rhythm, though, so everybody bear with me. Now, of course, this is coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. We got Goku from Dragon Ball Z in the chat room. Kakarot is the name of that. This portion of the show brought to you in part by GECO, tacticalholsters.com. Their first line didn't even have a name. It was just a bunch of holsters and a bunch of ways to carry your ammo, a few thousand different methods. Then came DC3, which was a collaboration with Travis Haley, out of which we got the Incog. They decided to go concealed. Then they looked at Kydex and said it should move, and they created the Scorpion line. Now, with the Contact series, the collision of tactical nylon and Kydex is complete. Innovation continues. Modularity personified. This is G-Code. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Yes. Now, before Heath wanted to call in and vent, because I had to let him do that. That was therapeutic. He's my teammate. I got to let him have the therapy. We were talking about the Democrats. Is there really a difference? We were talking about the proposed assault weapon ban, which they have put out there, with the express purpose of limiting the Second Amendment. There's no pretense to this. The previous assault weapon ban, which expired in 2004, had no effect on crime. From a 1997 study on the assault weapons ban by the National Institute of Justice, using a variety of national and local data sources, we found no statistical evidence of post-ban decreases in either the number of victims per gun homicide incident, the number of gunshot wounds per victim, or the proportion of gunshot victims with multiple wounds. Nor did we find assault weapons to be overrepresented in a sample of mass murders involving guns. In 2004, the NIJ revisited the gun ban. It concluded, should it be renewed, the ban's effects on gun violence are likely to be small at best and perhaps too small for reliable measurement. The assault weapons, as they put it, are rarely used in gun crimes even before the ban. Now, here's what you got to remember about the whole assault weapon kerfuffle. That's a term. That's a manufactured term that a gun grabber came up with to cause an emotional response in the low-info voter, and it works. Now, never mind. Never mind that I could take one of those low-info voters, and I could say, now, I want you to stand here and listen to me very carefully. I'm about to show you a variety of assault weapons, and then pull out a pen and pop off the lid and stab them in the chest with that and just let that stick there and say, now there's an assault weapon. I just assaulted you with this weapon. Then pull out the mailbox and start beating them with that and lay that down beside them. There's another assault weapon. I've assaulted you with this one. And then run them over with a car and say, here's my assault weapon, idling, and I assaulted you with this. For them to understand that assault weapon is actually almost like a, you know, an adjective. It is not a classification by far. Even in the military, we had two kinds of rifles. We had assault rifles and we had battle rifles. And the difference was not in their design, but in their caliber and their reach. Now, in my time, pre-SCAR, okay, the battle rifle would have been something like a M14. They still feel it today. So the M14 would have been the battle rifle because of the caliber, because of the reach and what it could hit and how far it could take out. The assault rifle is designed to be close in. It's for very close in fighting. But they were assault rifles because of the selector switch on them, the chatter switch, the giggle switch, whatever you want to call it. They could go fully automatic, they could go tri-burst, whatever you want to say. Now, under normal circumstances, what would happen is that the House and Senate, if it's Republican-controlled, would relegate this gun ban bill to any type of File 13 where it belongs, especially one as overreaching as this. However, now the Senate and the House are run by two fascists, Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell, both Republicans. Read them to be fascists. And their penchant, they have this weird desire, despite being put in power by people wanting a change, by people wanting to stop Obama, of helping Obama. They support the liberty-stealing big government progressive legislation, and nothing can be ruled out until the bill is dead, dead, dead. We have choices. We have choices here. Here's the choices. You can choose to be a thorn in the side of your representative and your senator. And you can choose to bug them every day. And if everybody did that, it would be a better country. Everybody doesn't do that. That's part of the problem. Or we can sit back and say, let's see how it shakes out. And then one day when we wake up, and it has gone completely, you know, even Russia is allowing people to carry guns now. They can carry shotguns as a concealed carry weapon or a carry weapon to fight crime in Russia. Everybody's looking at us throughout the world. We are the class of self-reliance when it comes to self-defense. And yet, Obama thinks he has legal authority and standing and a moral impetus to get out there and do what he's about to do. So we're about to, you know, there's two things Obama can't. Obama's sort of like the bullet out of the gun. Once it's fired, it's going, and you just can't ever bring it back. And he has overseen 100 million new guns in the system, and who knows how many billions of rounds in the hands of civilians. How many tens of millions of veterans are walking around here today that are my age and below. Somebody my age, you know, we're not going to be able to run around and do all the flips and everything else. We're not going to be parkour runners, but we still know how to. We understand the concepts of cover, concealment, fire, and maneuver. We can employ them, albeit slowly. And that's, you know, that might be enough. All the polls are against him. 54% of us oppose any sort of ban, especially while the regime is arming ISIS terrorists and the Sinaloas. But, you know, there were 8,454 people killed with firearms in 2013, the last year for which these figures are available. And assuming one murderer per murder committed, this legislation is designed to apply to 0.0026% of the population, or 8,454 people out of a country of 321.7 million people. Now, and if you assume one murderer for each murder committed with a rifle, and that only rifles falling under the proposed gun ban were used in these murders, then you're down to 0.00008% of the population. So, in other words, more than 321,738,000 Americans did not commit murder with a weapon on the banned list, had no intention of doing so, and never will. And yet we're going to ban them. That's what he wants. That's what he wants. And this is what, you know, if it happens, if a ban were put into place, if once these, every time something like this happens, executive orders, whatever. Now, remember one thing about the last time he did executive orders. Can anybody name any of the ones he did? He did about 22 of them. And I remember one of them because it boomeranged back in his face. But does anybody remember the rest of them? Anybody? Any of them? Any of them? Because he can't do that much. He really can't. He can't do that much. But, oh, we just, you know. We're going to see. We're going to see. Going into the third hour, when we get back, a Swiss Army general is out there saying that citizens must arm themselves because Europe is on the verge of a civil war. That's not going to be because the French don't like the French. No, this is going to be the Islamic factor coming into play. And this is somebody that is actually quite, he's being blunt and he's being candid. Something to heed. We'll be right back. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.